This is JIS News. Coming up, Financial Investigations Division seizes over $1.1 billion since last year. Jamaica making strides in HIV treatment and prevention, and agriculture sector turning back beet armyworm infestation. The news in detail after this message.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track Team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Plus GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense, done.
Now the news. The Financial Investigations Division, FID, has since last year seized over $1.1 billion in funds thought to have been obtained through illegal means. Speaking at a recent panel discussion at the University of Technology on the topic of corruption, representatives of the FID disclosed that since last year, $50 million of the $1.1 billion has been forfeited to the state under the Proceeds of Crime Act, POCA. Applications have been made under POCA to have another $181 million forfeited, and further investigations are being carried out on an additional $51 million with a view to also having it forfeited to the government. The Financial Investigations Division is a unit in the Ministry of Finance and Planning. Its mission is to deter the use of Jamaica's economy for money laundering and other financial crimes, contributing to a stable financial sector and an investor-friendly environment. Jamaica has made significant gains in the area of HIV/AIDS prevention and treatment since the 1990s, with the prevalence rate for the past decade remaining below 2%. Director of Treatment, Care and Support, National HIV/STI Program, Dr. Nicholas Scars, says the rate of HIV/AIDS among antenatal clinic attendees has moved from 0.9% prevalence in 2010 to 0.7% in 2013.
When we look at our prevalence among selected populations, we see the overall decline in all groups except with our MSM population. STI clinic attendees down from 2.8 in 2010 to 2.4 in 2013. Our inmates from 2.23% in 2010 to 1.9% in 2013. And our homeless drug users in 2010 from 12% to 4% in 2013.
She was making her presentation at the opening ceremony for the Pan American Health Organization PAHO Treatment Mission 2.0 at the University of the West Indies Mona campus-based PAHO office on Monday. Acting Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellyer says Nutrition Products Limited, NPL, has expanded its provisions to the government's school feeding program to include more nutritious locally produced items. He says through support provided by the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, NPL has linked with banana and carrot suppliers to source raw material for the production of snacks such as muffins, cakes and scones to complement the traditional bullas and rock cakes. Additionally, local liquid eggs have been incorporated into the preparation of NPL products since 2013, replacing 33% of imported margarine and vegetable oil previously used. Minister Kelly says these initiatives by the NPL serve to advance the twin objectives of import substitution and the provision of more nutritious food for the nation's children. He was addressing the recent launch of the government's interministerial integrated school feeding program at the Planning Institute of Jamaica. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has made significant advances in eradicating the beet armyworm pest, which has been plaguing farmers in St. Elizabeth. Acting Deputy Director of the Crop and Plant Protection Unit in the Ministry's Research and Development Division, Michelle Sherwood, says since the last major outbreak in 2012, the infestation has declined to less than 5% in cultivations still affected by the pest. She says this decline is the result of extensive field work undertaken by the Ministry in collaboration with farmers and other stakeholders across the parish.
The first attack occurred in 2009, and in terms of the last outbreak in 2012, since that we have not had an outbreak. We may have small flare-ups in numbers, but nothing compared to the devastation that occurred between 2009 and 2012.
Ms. Sherwood was speaking at the graduation ceremony for a 9-week training program which saw 150 farmers being trained in methods to combat the beet armyworm. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.